Joined by head coach Melissa Graves, junior Alex Leonardo's freshman Ava Gormley, following the Terriers' 89-78 win over Lehigh. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on the win.
Yeah, such a big win. You know, obviously with where we're at in the standings, how close everything is right now, this was such a big win for us. Lehigh is such a good team, and they shot the ball phenomenally as well today. You know, obviously it was a high-scoring game on both ends, but I thought this was one of the best games we played all year, you know, not just because we made shots, but we took care of the basketball. We only had 8 turnovers. You know, we shared the ball really well. Ava was tremendous today, you know, down the stretch in the second half especially. And, you know, we made some adjustments at halftime, and I thought we played with a lead, you know, all things that we've talked about wanting to get better at, playing with urgency and putting, you know, a full 40 together. I thought we did that much better today.
Now open up the questions for the media. If you could, please state your name, publication, and who you're addressing your question to.
Hi, my name is Layla. I'm with the Daily Free Press, and this question is for Coach Graves. You guys were picking up points in all aspects, turnovers in the paint, second chances, fast breaks, and I was just wondering if there were any areas you felt could have been a little more consistent so you could have relaxed defensively.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because we scored almost 90 points on that piece. I think, you know, it was very hard to get the ball into Kate in the first half. So we really had to adjust at halftime. She only had 2 shots at halftime, and I think they were both off O boards. So it was really hard. They were sinking in off of Ava, off of Soph. So we made some adjustments. Ava was very, very aggressive getting downhill, and she was able to score the basketball. That made them adjust, and it freed it up for Kate. So not only did she help herself, she helped Caitlin and her teammates a little bit. I thought she played with great pace. Alex shot the ball phenomenally as well today. You know, and so it's hard to say except for that adjustment that we had to make, and then, you know, Ava stepping up big time for us to make them have to adjust and get off Caitlin a little bit.
Coach, James Noyes for WTBU Radio. I was actually going to ask a similar question. After Ava started hitting shots and they realized they couldn't really sag off of the guards anymore, you felt like that opened things up for Caitlin. And Caitlin being, sorry, I'm getting a little mixed up here, but what was Anna's status tonight? Because Caitlin was really the only true big out there.
Yeah, Anna was unable to play tonight.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So she was out.
Do you think when Caitlin is the only true big, how does her role expand, or is it more of like a next man up? What's the philosophy?
You know what? It didn't have to as much tonight. I think her defensive presence was really big for us and that adjustment, but I think her role was the same because of how well everyone around her played too. You know, I thought a lot of people stepped up in Anna's absence, even like the guards helping out on the boards, you know, things like that. I thought Audrey hit some big shots down the stretch too at the four. Kelsey moved to the four a little today, as you notice, and she hasn't played a lot there before. But I thought, like I said, other people stepped up into roles that they needed to, and you know, we got it done, and I don't think it was like a burden on Kate's shoulders that she had to score like 40 tonight. Obviously, you know, she wasn't even our leading scorer. She did what she needed to do, and she had a typical day, almost a double-double. And then we had compliments by everyone around her, by the guards.
This question's for Ava. And by playing a strong offensive game, you drew a lot of attention to yourself. And how did you channel that pressure while continuing to make key plays?
Yeah, so obviously, like Coach mentioned, in the first half, they were sagging off a lot of me and Soph. So coming out of halftime, we made adjustments into setting, like, ball screens lower so I could get deeper in the paint and then play from there. So once that started working, we kept going with it until they adjusted back. So,
question for Alex. So Lehigh, obviously a team that shoots a lot of threes normally. Yeah. Were you guys adjusting things like your pace coming into the game to make up for that, or what was your strategy?
I think, like, they're a team who does what they do every single game. Like, we know that they're going to put up a lot of shots, a lot of threes, a lot of layups. So kind of just making sure we can run them off the line. We didn't really do a great job of that, as they got off a lot of threes and hit, I think, 11. But our goal was to keep them under 5, and obviously we didn't do that. But I think in the end, our defense, kind of, we made key stops when we needed to. So.
This question's for Alex. What decisions do you think had effective impact gameplay-wise, and why do you think that those decisions made those impacts regardless of the outcome?
I think once we knew what play was working in the third quarter and we kind of kept going with it and kept calling that thing, let Ava go to work, it kind of opened up a lot for other people, whether that was her getting downhill and finding out her getting wide open layups at the rim. It kind of opened up a lot for other people, just like you guys were saying before. They were sagging off of her. You kind of couldn't do that because she also hit a few threes. So, I mean, when you have her playing like she was, can't really complain.
Yeah, so that third quarter, Ava, it was absolutely amazing. 10 straight points. My question for you is, in that moment, how does it feel? And then how do you carry that over into the fourth?
Yeah, just staying confident. I didn't have a great first half, in my opinion. So once I came out, coach talked to me at the bench at the start of the second half of, like, what we were going to do when I got in there. In the first play, I was wide open, so we kept rolling with it. And then when you're making wide open layups, then you start to build some confidence and then just try to keep playing with that, build off of it.
Take one more question.
Yeah, Coach, I was just going to ask you about Kelsey's perimeter defense, even off the ball, specifically off the ball, because I noticed she does everything every game, but tonight especially she was, like, clogging lanes. She's one of the longest, fastest players out there, so just your thoughts.
Yeah, I think you said it. She's one of our longer players. She's fast. She's agile. She's a good matchup for especially these kind of guards who are big guards, and she's a bit faster, I think a step faster than them too. So, you know, she's been good for us, you know, all season in the press, whether that's the top of the zone, just being long and active, and I think she really showed that tonight, being able to contest but also keep in front.
Thank you.